Picture this, a father and son riding a motorcycle across America's vast northwestern landscapes, the wind in their faces, mountains rising in the distance. This seemingly simple journey becomes the framework for one of the most profound philosophical explorations ever written. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance isn't just about motorcycles or Zen. It's about the fundamental ways we experience and understand reality. The narrator, haunted by his former self, named Phaedrus, a brilliant thinker who suffered a mental breakdown, uses the cross-country trip to reconstruct his past identity's revolutionary thinking about quality, technology, and consciousness. The motorcycle itself becomes the perfect metaphor, a machine requiring both technical understanding and aesthetic appreciation, bridging the gap between analytical thinking and intuitive experience. Have you ever noticed how some people are drawn to art while others to science? This division reflects classic and romantic modes of understanding. The classic mind analyzes systems by breaking them into components, focusing on form and function. The romantic mind values immediate sensory experience, embracing feelings and holistic impressions. A romantic sees a motorcycle's gleaming chrome and hears its roar. A classicist sees pistons and gear ratios. Neither view is complete alone. This split explains much about modern life, why technical manuals are poorly written, why craftsmanship has declined, why people either worship or fear technology. The narrator observes mechanics working like chimpanzees, showing neither romantic appreciation nor classical understanding. What's missing isn't skill, but care, that essential quality connecting us meaningfully to our work. The solution isn't choosing sides, but transcending the divide, seeing both beauty and order simultaneously in everything we do. What exactly is quality? We all recognize it in a well-crafted table, an elegant equation, a moving piece of music. Yet it defies simple definition. When Phaedrus asked his rhetoric students to define quality, they rebelled, yet immediately agreed which essays were better, proving they understood it intuitively. This insight launched Phaedrus's philosophical revolution. Quality cannot be defined because it precedes definition itself. It exists in that moment before intellectual analysis divides experience into subject and object. Quality isn't a property of things or a subjective preference. It's the event that creates both subjects and objects. Quality is not a thing, he concluded. It is an event, the event at which the subject becomes aware of the object. Consider those moments when you're so absorbed in an activity that you forget yourself entirely. The boundary between you and what you're doing dissolves. A musician becomes one with the music. A skilled mechanic feels the machine as an extension of themselves. These experiences reveal reality before our minds divide it into categories. Subjects and objects are created by the quality event. Why does modern technology feel alienating despite its benefits? The answer traces to ancient Greece, when Plato and Aristotle altered Western thought. Before them, Greeks valued arete, excellence encompassing all aspects of life, not just rational thinking. The Sophists taught this broader understanding of practical wisdom. Plato transformed this dynamic concept into the static good, a fixed, eternal idea subordinate to truth. Aristotle further elevated logical analysis above experiential wisdom. This shift created a framework where nature became something to study and control rather than experience from within. We gained scientific power, but lost an understanding of what it is to be a part of the world and not an enemy of it. The Korean Wall, the narrator describes, wasn't beautiful because of planning, but because workers approached it with the right mindset, maintaining unity with their task. This exemplifies quality, a harmony between worker and work that transcends the subject-object divide. The solution isn't rejecting technology, but developing a metaphysics of quality that bridges analysis and experience, allowing us to maintain technological advancement while recovering the wisdom of direct engagement. Have you ever faced a stripped screw or life decision where no path seems right? These moments of stuckness occur when progress halts and conventional approaches fail. The scientific method proves inadequate here because it artificially separates you from the problem. Overcoming stuckness requires gumption, that blend of care, enthusiasm, and perseverance that elevates work from competent to masterful. Various gumption traps can deplete this resource. External setbacks like broken tools, internal hangups like anxiety, or value rigidity that prevents new solutions. Rather than fearing stuckness, try cultivating it as a zero moment of consciousness, similar to Zen practice. This empty mind state allows you to see problems freshly. By accepting stuckness peacefully, solutions often emerge naturally, transforming obstacles into opportunities for deeper understanding. Success comes from maintaining gumption while embracing stuckness as part of any meaningful process. Phaedrus found striking parallels between quality and Eastern philosophy, particularly the Tao Te Ching. Substituting quality for Tao revealed perfect alignment. Both describe an indefinable force preceding and generating all things, suggesting a universal truth beyond cultural boundaries. Scientific discovery supports this view. Mathematician Henri Poincaré noted his breakthroughs came unexpectedly during mundane activities, arriving with immediate certainty from what he called the subliminal self, an unconscious mind selecting solutions based on mathematical beauty rather than pure logic, aligning with Phaedrus's quality metaphysics. This unified theory bridges Eastern and Western thought, artistic and scientific creativity, and immediate experience with analytical understanding. It suggests a fundamental unity beneath our constructed categories, accessible through direct experience, yet resistant to conventional analysis. Our greatest insights often emerge not through methodical reasoning, but through moments of clarity when we transcend the subject-object divide and experience quality directly.
The book's most moving dimension is the evolving relationship between the narrator and his son, Chris. Throughout their journey, Chris struggles with his father's emotional distance, culminating in a mountain climb where Chris pushes himself to exhaustion to prove his worth. In a moment of crisis, Phaedrus's voice emerges. "Everything is all right now, Chris. I haven't forgotten you." Chris reveals his trauma of seeing his father committed to a mental institution, and the narrator accepts, "I am Phaedrus." This reconciliation transforms their relationship, with Chris finally able to see over his father's shoulders rather than staring at his back. "I haven't been carrying him at all," the narrator realizes. "He's been carrying me." This personal journey reflects the book's philosophical heart. True understanding transcends rational analysis. The peace from harmonizing our technological and emotional lives requires a shift in perception that allows us to see quality directly. Like a skilled mechanic developing intuition beyond technical knowledge, we must cultivate understanding that transcends pure rationality.
In our fragmented world, this integration becomes essential. By cultivating awareness of quality in everything, from maintaining motorcycles to nurturing relationships, we can heal divisions within ourselves and our culture. Both the motorcycle maintenance manual and the Zen meditation cushion lead to the same destination: a life of presence, care, and undivided attention to what matters most.